button.
After a very cold start to our work week, we'll eventually make our way up into the lower 50s, and we're mostly sunny all day long.
27 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Monday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
UVA Health is reporting a surge in flu hospitalizations, with doctors saying they expect to see a robust flu season.
One thing is for sure about the 118th Congress, it won't have Denver Riggleman in it.
I think the next 2 years is going to be almost the politics of retaliation and not legislation. But I think you're going to see virtually nothing done.
He was on UVA ground sharing his thoughts on the possibility of a man who campaigned for him years ago, Kevin McCarthy.
First thing you want to do, you want to be honest, ethical, and you want to be willing to listen. Those are all the traits that I see in Denver. Yes, we have our principles and our philosophy, but there is so much we can do for this country. The respect that we give to one another, much different than what we've seen.
Being elected speaker.
I think eventually he'll be voted in. If he's not, there's going to be a lot of chaos on the floor, and I think the Republicans want to try to not have that happen, you know, as they take power over the Congress at this point. Mm-hmm.
He also had some thoughts of what would happen if he wasn't. Last week, the Air Force unveiled the new B-21 Raider bomber. Rob Whitman, Virginia congressman and member of the House Armed Service Committee, says,
"It is an incredible aircraft. The technology in this aircraft is unparalleled. What it can do is the most advanced operational warfare platform ever in the history of mankind."
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 29 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station welcoming the Trans-Siberian Orchestra back to Charlottesville December 15th. A portion of every ticket sale goes to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and Toy Lift. Find out more at WCHV.com.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast. After a very cold start to our work week, we'll eventually make our way up into the lower 50s, so about a seasonable afternoon ahead. We're mostly sunny all day long, turning partly cloudy, but the good news is we are staying nice and dry. The same cannot be said for the days that follow. Tomorrow, we'll have some chance for showers around.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.